Yaddo and Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York, will present Emily Jean Miller discussing her new novel, The News from the End of the World, tomorrow night. And Emily joins us this morning. In the new novel, when Vance Lake, broke, jobless, and recently dumped, takes refuge with twin brother Craig back home on Cape Cod, he unwittingly finds himself smack in the middle of a crisis that would test the bonds of even the most cohesive family, let alone the Lakes. Craig is strangely mournful and angry at equal turns. His exasperated wife, Gina, is on the brink of an affair. At the center of it all is his 17-year-old Amanda, adored niece, rebellious daughter, and stubborn stepdaughter. By the way, she's also pregnant. Again, the name of the novel is The News from the End of the World, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Emily Jean Miller to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you here.
Well, a great pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
So what brought you to this novel and this subject?
Well, I guess the inspiration for this novel really was twofold. In 2007, I married into a New England family and a family of hardcore Cape Cod goers. And I just started observing and being really intrigued by everything that goes on here. And I also became an aunt a few years later in 2010. So I guess the combination of those two things, I really started thinking about the aunt-niece-nephew relationship and how wonderful it is, and really also how much less complicated it is than being a parent. And, of course, I wanted to set my novel on Cape Cod. So those two influences started working together, and that's how I got to this novel.
I am an uncle, not a parent, but an uncle to many, and that's what I really loved about this novel. You say it's less complicated, but it's still complicated.
Of course. I mean, every family relationship is complicated, right?
Right.
And there's certainly many complications that arise then between the siblings, who are the aunt and the parent, right, or the uncle and the parent. So that's really what I started thinking about, and it's just really rich territory, I found.
And obviously, as you say, you wanted to write about Cape Cod. What makes that such a special place to write about and put your characters in?
Well, I've always really been drawn to places that are vacation places or really romanticized or sort of legendary places, but I really love them once all the vacationers leave. And Cape Cod is such an iconic place, and people have so much emotion about it and attachment to it. And I just started to find myself wondering, well, what's it really like there? And, you know, what do people do and what's life like? And my husband and I actually started spending a lot of time here in the off season. And so I got a really good look at that, and now we live here. So there's just, like any place, just so much to observe and understand, and it's got such rich history. Of course, it's incredibly beautiful, but in a way, it's like any other place. People are just living their lives.
When it comes to the relationship and the characters and looking at that family dynamic, is there something about being on an island? Is there something about sort of that idea of you're on the Cape or off the Cape?
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. We have met a number of people here. There's one guy I know who hasn't gone, you know, quote, off Cape in 15 years, and he has no desire to. There's definitely a feeling of being sort of isolated, being safe, but also being a little bit at the end of the world, which is, you know, physically the end of the U.S. at least, which is part of why the title resonated strongly for me.
When it comes to the event that you'll be doing at the Northshire Bookstore, this is also being presented by Yaddo. Much of this book was written at Yaddo.
Yes, that's true. A lot of the first draft was written there, and it went from being a one-person point-of-view book to a five-point-of-view book at Yaddo. And that's the kind of thing that I feel like could only happen at a place like that, where you just have so much time and focus and quiet. So I'm really grateful that I was able to go there and while I was working on this book.
I find that fascinating because, as you say, there are multiple points of view. It also takes place in a very short period of time, over, what, 4 or 5 days. So was that decided very early on for you, that it was going to be so tightly knit, if you will?
Well, I think it developed sort of organically as the plot was developing, but I think it works for the book because the characters are going through a very intense time and there's a clock ticking in the plot. And I really wanted the reader to feel the intensity, sort of every day matters, every hour matters. And I don't want to, you know, have too many spoilers in there, but there is a clock ticking in the plot. So I guess the idea was for the reader to feel the intensity that the characters are feeling.
What are the challenges in writing something like that when it does take place over a very short period of time? And as you say, the clock is ticking.
Well, I guess one thing, just sort of technically, as a writer, it was a little hard to go from character to character and account for time passing without accounting for, you know, every mundane thing they did, every lunch they ate or whatever. You're sort of revolving through these five characters and making the time pass in what feels like a natural way, although, of course, it's not. But that was a challenge for me, definitely, in constructing this.
The book has a lot to do with very important decisions and what a family's relationship is to one member making such decisions. And I'm curious in writing that, of how much of that came from your observation and just sort of a look at many different facets and many different people and many different situations that you were able to weave into the voices that you include in the novel.
Well, so much. I mean, being just living as a woman, I know so many friends and acquaintances and everything who deal with really hard choices in their lives. And I don't think it's too much of a spoiler to say we're talking about an unintended pregnancy here. And I really tried to just approach this subject in a compassionate way, not a political way. And I really wanted to just go close in on a family and see what they're all going through and how they all came to their opinions, and that they, you know, honestly and well-meaningly hold their opinions, and just feel compassion for how hard a situation this is, not just for Amanda, although it's terribly hard and stressful for her, but also for the entire family who loves her.
And for her to learn that it isn't, yes, it's her decision, but that there are waves here that other people are impacted by that decision.
Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely not happening in a vacuum, and everyone cares about her and has their very deeply held beliefs about what will make her happy and what's important for her to do. And that's sort of the whole idea of the book, that all these ripples go out through the family in really, I guess, larger than rippling ways.
There's also this idea of, and I guess this is the case with most things, which is looking to the future. What will this mean for the future? And you want the brightest and happiest future you possibly can have. What impact will this have on that future? And keeping that in mind throughout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found the idea of regret kept coming up. Both the brothers have some huge regrets in their lives, and I think both of them don't want Amanda to have any regrets. You know, they want to keep her happy and not have her feel that pain of looking back and wishing you'd done something differently, something you can't change. And so that's where they're coming from in a lot of ways.
And the brothers have their issues, and they're sort of coming into the story rather unannounced, and that kind of adds to the charge of it, doesn't it?
It does. And they're both, you know, they're both very normal people who have lived pretty normal lives. And they just happen to have their experiences that influence how they feel about this very unexpected situation in the present. So everyone's bringing their past and what's made them who they are into this situation.
Besides just reading a really good story, what do you hope people take away from the novel? Things that perhaps you hope that they think about when they close the book?
Well, I hope that people feel the same compassion that I felt, not just for Amanda, although I do hope they feel compassion for her, but for all of these characters. And maybe it makes them think a little bit about people whose lives have gone differently than their lives, or situations they haven't personally experienced, but you know, maybe feeling some deep empathy for people in really difficult situations like an unintended pregnancy, not just bringing your own assumptions or political views to it, but really thinking about what someone might be going through.
Well, Yaddo and Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs will present Emily Jean Miller discussing her novel, The News from the End of the World, tomorrow night. You can find out more information by going to northshire.com. Northshire.com. Emily Jean Miller, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us. Have a great event, and welcome back to Saratoga.
Great. I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. Again, Yaddo and Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York, will present Emily Jean Miller discussing her new novel, The News from the End of the World, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. The event is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga. You can find out more by going to northshire.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.